8:10 in the morning, Playhouse of the Morning, Y94, the number one hit music station, Zero, Jamie, Amy K. Well, kind of the shocking thing that might indicate you have yourself a quality relationship. And it's a little bit gross and a little bit weird, but with every relationship, there does come the standard milestones. Your first date. Oh, your first kiss. Your first sleepover. And yes, your first flatulence, openly shared. And this is something that happens twice, right? Because there's the first time that one person does that, and there's the first time the other person does that. And according to the last one, according to a recent survey anyway, the last one is just as monumental as the other ones. Now, usually between 2 and 6 months into a relationship, this is when that happens. And it also happens right around the time you say, I love you for the first time. Now, they say that those two things obviously aren't related, but it just goes to show that there's a level of openness and closeness that comes with both those things.
I like that you had to clarify that they aren't related.
Yeah.
I love you. Yeah, that's not how that works. But you're just so open and comfortable around each other that you feel open to saying, I love you, but then also breaking wind around the same time.
Hmm.
Do you agree
sense.
That that's like a special monument in a relationship?
I think that there are some people that get so turned off and disgusted by it that, you know, maybe you don't really truly love or like that person if, you know, one little pop of air is going to change your mind about them. I do think that it's just very a normal thing. I mean, I don't, you know, push anything out, but I don't.
They just slip out?
But I don't. But I don't hold them in where I get, I guess, you know, when you first start dating someone, you hold it in and your stomach starts to hurt.
Yeah.
Like, I would never do that. If it comes out and I release, I release.
Did I ever tell you guys the first time I farted in front of Pizza Man?
No.
You know, break wind, toot,
not
air.
Fart.
There could have been a million words you slid in there.
That's the true word.
I guess so.
When I broke wind, okay. I was sick.
Can we go with fluff?
When I
you
fluffed.
Fluffed. Yeah.
Do you want
that's
this story?
Else,
yeah, I do want the story, but fluff would work better.
Well, are you sure?
Anything other than that word, ick.
I said broke wind.
Broke wind.
Okay. So I wasn't feeling good and I was sleeping, but I didn't have any clothes on. And so I had to go to the bathroom to feel better. I had to throw up.
Sure.
And so he was holding my hair back for me. And so I'm already in a vulnerable position as I'm throwing up naked and he's holding my hair. I broke wind.
Oh, boy.
On his feet?
On his feet. And he said, you sprayed me. I didn't. I would like to clarify, I didn't. But it was the most vulnerable state I had been in. I just felt so awkward. It was uncomfortable. But...
This I mean, it was probably their, uncomfortable
very,
for that poor guy, too.
This is on the third
too.
Day
yeah.
that they hung
It was
out.
Very memorable.
Probably why you guys are just moving. That just pushed you guys forward
That's
into
true.
Moving fast.
Yeah. I can see why that relationship's moved so quickly.
What?
That's obviously part of it.
No, but it was, I mean, I remember the first one.
That's special.
Yeah, it is
That really
special.
Just confirms everything we've been talking about, yeah. It's a special, special moment.
I think the first time I ever did it, we were just like dating and I didn't remember it happening, but he told me the next morning that it had happened. And I said, no, it didn't. He said, why would I lie about it? Yes, you did. He said it was, I didn't even remember it happening.
And then did he say that was the moment I realized it's you forever?
Well, he said that it happened a lot, so I don't know how you didn't realize you did it, but I didn't even remember.
Mm-hmm. Well, apparently it's a special monumental moment in your relationship.
Hi, I was just going to comment about the breaking wind.
Yes. Now, do you feel like that has brought you more intimate and closer in your relationship?
Well, it must have because we're married now. But so the first time that my now husband did this, we were sitting on the couch and he let one go like pretty substantially in. Like, it was big, right? And he looked at me, and he, like, rubbed my back, and he just said, we just had a really big milestone right there. And I was like, I don't think that I was ready for that. And, like, we didn't talk about this or anything. Like, we, and he's like, that was a big one for us. And I'm like, for you. And here we are. We have a child, a dog, like, you know, the picket fence, not really, but, you know, a fence.
Mm-hmm.
But so apparently it is a thing.
And that was the moment you gazed into his eyes through that green fog and you thought, this is the man for me.
Apparently.
Thank you so much for calling. Do you think that level of closeness applies to other things? Like, are you really, truly good friends with somebody until you're just letting them out?
I think, yeah. You have to let them out in front of each other.
Amy and I do.
Yeah.
Do you? Yeah. Oh, that's so special.
And I feel like we go to the bathroom. Yeah.